Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. One of my earliest memories is from the time that I was between 3 and 4 years old, before my sister was born. I was staying at my mother's house, my grandmother, and there was a ball under the couch. And I remember thinking to myself that I was going to snatch the ball out from under the couch like Superman. And so I don't remember exactly what happened after I made that determination, but my grandmother tells the story that she was in another room when all of this was going on, and that I walked into the room where she was, and that I had blood flowing down from my forehead into my mouth. And I said to her, I don't like this. This morning, I don't like this. I don't like this global pandemic that we find ourselves in. I don't like the deaths. I don't like the sickness. I don't like the distance that it has created between us. I don't like the distance that it has created between you and me within this building this morning. I don't like the separation that it has created between those of us who were able to come this morning and those who are a part of our worship using the Zoom format. I don't like the economic impact that this pandemic has had on our country. I don't like the closures and the job losses and the cutbacks. I don't like how this virus has altered and disrupted our lives. How we have had to cancel or postpone activities such as graduations and weddings, funerals even, plans that we all had over the last couple of months and into the months that are ahead of us, if the Lord wills. I don't like this societal unrest that we find ourselves in. That has presented itself to us as a result of hate and anger and violence and injustice and sin. I don't like this division that we see and the suspicion that it has crept into the way that we view others. I don't like this lawlessness. I don't like this cancel culture that we find ourselves in. I don't like the fear. I don't like the anxiety. I don't like the stress that it has placed on all of our minds and hearts. I don't like this present time suffering, Romans 8, verse 18. I don't like the futility of this fallen world, the bondage of corruption. I don't like this waiting we've been called to participate in, and not only called to participate in, but called to participate in eagerly with perseverance. I don't like this decaying physical body that I inhabit. I don't like my weaknesses. I don't like the things that I don't know. I don't like this sin that I see in our time, that I see in our world, that I see in you, that I see in myself. I don't like this. And so I groan. And by revelation, my God communicates to me that the creation groans with me, sympathizing in expectation of relief from suffering. By revelation, I am told in Romans 8 that you groan with me. But I also know that from my experience with you. Creation groans with me and you groan with me. We sigh with grief, expressing inward feelings of sorrow as we groan. The Holy Spirit himself groans with us as he makes intercession for us. As we groan, we also long. I long for his glory to be revealed in us, his sons and daughters, as he delivers us into the glorious liberty he has prepared for us. I long for the final act of our salvation, of our adoption, the redemption of our bodies, when our hope is realized and we experience glorification. We groan. The whole creation groans. We ourselves groan within ourselves. The Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings. Let's hear the conclusion of the matter this morning. By way of encouragement to you, I want to encourage you to internalize this great truth as you think about how, as an individual, you don't like this either. You are not alone in this. We groan. And that we is not just you and me and the others who are in our building this morning, but our brothers and sisters in Christ who are with us on Zoom. And not only our brothers and sisters in Christ that comprise the Annandale Church, but brothers and sisters in Christ the world over groan. Creation itself is groaning, sighing as one with us. This world is not as God intended it. The world itself was subjected in futility, not willingly, to the curse of sin. You're not alone in this. We groan. And as we groan, we pray. And as we pray, our Father in heaven, Emmanuel, God with us, is the name that Isaiah said the Messiah would have in time. And when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, Mark chapter 7 and in verse 34, we see that God in the flesh groaned. Our Father in heaven is our Father in heaven because of what the Beloved did. And we have been accepted in the Beloved. And when we pray to our Father in heaven, our brother Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the throne of God, he mediates on our behalf as one who knows and understands from experience what it is like to live in this world and not like this, and to groan. And so when we pray to the Father of glory, our Father in heaven, our Lord and Savior, our elder brother, mediates on our behalf from heaven itself. And the Holy Spirit himself, this gift from our Father and from our brother Jesus, this mark of identification that we have been given, this seal, this helper, this comforter, from the depth of our hearts, from this world in which we live, from where we are right here, right now, he makes intercession for us when we pray with groanings. Because he knows and he understands that things here are not as God intended them because of sin. You are not alone in this. We groan. The creation groans. Brothers and sisters in Christ groan. The Holy Spirit himself groans, and together as one, we groan. In Romans the 8th chapter and in verse 28, the order of the words in the Greek language that the Holy Spirit guided the Apostle Paul to write these words, the order of the words permits the translation, we know. We know. that for those who love God, He is working. For those who love God, He is working for our good and for His glory. Amen. Let us be encouraged in this morning. We are not alone. And our God, the one God and Father, the one Lord and the one Spirit, our God is working for us because we love Him. And we love Him because He first loved us. Amen. We will now turn our attention to the one Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus, and His supper. And as we turn our attention to our Lord and to His supper, we do so as one. And as we join our hearts together as one, we are one with our God. We are one with our Father. We are one with our brother. We are one with the Spirit. As we reflect on the work of God in our salvation through the person and the work of Jesus that enables us to rise above the sin that so easily ensnares us. We are able together as one in Him to rise above the sin that so easily ensnares us and look unto Jesus, to fix our hearts upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured and suffered and groaned in the flesh, knowing that through His death and burial and resurrection, He could be the firstborn among many brethren, the family of God, which by His grace through our faith, we are a part of on this Lord's day to His glory. Amen.